Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. It is rocking and rolling bad weather this morning where I am. Those of you that don't know, I am in the Deep South in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi, and we are definitely feeling of heavy rain and strong winds of tropical storm, formerly known as Hurricane Isaac, which you know Mississippi is one of the four states that declared state of emergencies. Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida. And I just received an alert from WDSU in New Orleans that there's another tropical storm by the name of Tropical Storm Kirk, which the meteorologists and weather people are keeping an eye on right now. But right now it is storming here in Jackson, Mississippi, in the middle of Mississippi. And we just thank you all for your prayers and support, and It's been it's a devastating event for a lot of families and a lot of people, especially in the coastal areas of Mississippi and in New Orleans and, of course, in Florida. But I've been having a blast networking with my online friends, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera. So thank you. I hope you're safe and out of harm's way wherever you are. This should be a pretty fun and informative episode, especially if you are in a political enthusiast like I am, because all eyes on the final day of the RNC. This is the final day, August the 30th. And, of course, we'll be talking about the entertainment lifestyle topics like we always do. And already my Facebook friends and I, we've been talking about some interesting pieces this morning, stories and somewhat just topics, period. We always have a blast. I get, you know, right now it's 5:30, a little after 5:30 in the U.S., but I know it's noon. Oh, my friends in the U.K., what's up, Carl? Carl just posted an interesting story on my wall I have to check out, and also to my other friends in U.K. and Australia, of course, and Dubai and Malaysia. You know what? I network a lot with friends in Italy. So what's up to my friends in Italy? I know some of you probably say, why you don't ever shout out Italy? Shout out to my Italian friends and my Italy friends. Okay? But you can call in at 714-409-0614. I am prepared to enter the chat room. I hope that I have no problem. Because yesterday, for some reason, my chat room wouldn't open, but I'm headed that way right now. So here's America the Beautiful imprint. And did you all watch the RNC last night? I caught up on a lot of sleep, but I did wake up in time to see Paul Ryan's speech. But I have, those of you that didn't watch or preoccupied or sleep like I have, if you followed me on Pinterest, I have posted most of the videos of the speeches within my politics board on Pinterest. And follow me if you're not at Pinterest.com, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKBETH, okay? Well, here's America the Beautiful by Imprint. And all down in God's Wow, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That's Imprint of the UK. Check her out at ReverbNation.com. And, of course, you always, most often, 99% of the time, hear Round and Round by Morris Mills. And be sure to like his fan page at Facebook at the Morris Mills Experience. Oh, yes, it is storming like crazy. I had to go outside not so long ago. A limb had fell on one of my, had fallen on one of my pooches, cribs, dog houses, and I had to rush out there and get the limb, but my pet's okay, and I had to rush back in because I did not want a limb to crash on top of my head either, but they're fine, and we're fine. The lights blink off like a quick second, but on off, you know how they do, but there are like more than 500,000 people in this region without power. Now, isn't that sucks, right? I know it does. So, wow. I was checking out a trailer this morning of a film. I know we usually talk about this entertainment lifestyle news. I know we usually talk about this kind of stuff on Saturday night. And it's a docufilm that I am, like, looking forward to seeing, like, ASAP. And the title really caught my attention. But, I mean, the documentary is filled with a lot of people from celebrities, from 50 Cent to Buffy Simmons to law enforcement. And I have it on my board, on my Pinterest, on my concert theater films and special events, et cetera, board on Pinterest. And there's a trailer for a new film called How to Make Money Selling Drugs. And the trailer is very interesting. I also have it posted on my Facebook page. But it's very interesting. You all should check it out. It's a documentary about has the American dream broke its promise? And then it's about the culture of making big money selling drugs. So that's the name of the film, How to Make Money Selling Drugs. And it's a docufilm. And there's different excerpts during this trailer with 50 Cent and people from law enforcement and Russell Simmons, like I said before, Eminem, and a few other well-known and, underground celebrities, underground artists also. But I can't wait to see that. I love docufilms anyway, documentaries, but that sounds like a pretty interesting one, I must say. And something else that I was checking out this morning You know, today is the day that we like to talk about, focus on beauty and fashion news. And it's about a story regarding the impact that Hurricane Isaac has on the retail industry. And I checked this story out at retailindustry.about.com. And what it states, this story was written by Barbara Farfan of About.com Guide. And it states that the biggest hurricane Isaac threat to New Orleans retail chains, unrecovered Louisiana retail industry, Katrina casualties may not weather another hurricane disaster. And whether it hits as an official hurricane or just a fierce tropical storm, Isaac is threatening not only the people and property in New Orleans, but also the New Orleans businesses that provide work to the people who pay for the property. While nothing is more tragic than the loss of human life, one of the biggest losers from Hurricane Katrina was the Louisiana retail industry, which still hasn't fully recovered and may not weather another hurricane disaster well. In August 2005, before Hurricane Katrina slammed into Louisiana, there were 66,900 people employed by the New Orleans retail industry. As of May 2012, that retail employment number was just 57,100, which means that only 85% of the New Orleans retail market has recovered 7 years after Katrina came to visit. Granted, there have been a few other extenuating economic circumstances that may have contributed to the present state of New Orleans retailing. But New Orleans retailers have been in recovery mode for so long, the economic recession was much less relevant to them than it was to the rest of the U.S. The hurricane-induced recession was much more severe for the Louisiana retail industry. And when you look at the vital statistics, it's easy to understand why Louisiana retailing has not yet fully recovered. For those of you that might not know, I come from a retail background. I was born a natural salesperson. I have my creative and my artistic talents. So I was born a salesperson and self-taught and studied. And my associate's degree is in fashion merchandising and retail management and design and my sales and distributive technology, specializing in fashion merchandising, design, and retail management. That's what my associate's science degree is in at Hines Community College in Raymond, Mississippi, where my niece just began recently. And also the homecoming is coming up October 3rd and 4th. But also I studied business management at Jackson State and have a pretty good background experience in sales and management, just my work life itself. Yeah, I have my artistic side, and my retail life really helps a lot with my career. Well, they go hand in hand: beauty, fashion, entertainment, my writing, being a poet, loving producing and acting and promoting. All of it just goes hand in hand. But this is the real deal. Talking about the retail affects all of us. If you work in retail or own a retail business, are a consumer, because I mean it's important when it comes to the prices, and it's important if you want your favorite stores and retailers to remain open also. But one thing, by the way, when I work for Merry-Go-Round Enterprises, I love going to New Orleans and also network with the other stores that were based in New Orleans. So, but New Orleans always been like one of the biggest mecca of the South in regards to retailing. Dallas and Memphis and Miami and so on. But here in Mississippi, retailing is a pretty big business. And really, we need more retailers to return and to remain in Jackson also, because the cities on the outside of Jackson, I mean, they know, they found out the secret of retailing. Big business, you know, really. So I just wanted to share that. But let me continue with this article. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, some of the immediate consequences of Katrina to Louisiana retailing were 25,200 jobs were eliminated, 52% loss of jobs in gasoline stations, 36% loss of jobs in retail food and beverage, 27% loss of jobs in clothing stores, 25% loss of jobs in vehicle parts stores. After Katrina, although the largest U.S. retail chains resumed operations before profitability was possible, when they reopened and rebuilt, they did so in the suburbs, not in Orleans Parish, which seemed like risky business in more ways than one. But even though retail chains may have a little more geographical safety, in 2012, the wind, rain, tornadoes, and storm surge that Isaac unleashes still poses a threat to some big retail chains with a big presence in the New Orleans area. Chick-fil-A, with 35 stores in the state of Louisiana, with an estimated annual sales of $10 million. Panera, which is known as PNRA, if you would like to watch stocks, 29 stores within 250 miles of New Orleans with estimated annual sales of $66 million. KFC, you all know what KFC is, with the Yum brand, 38 stores within 100 miles of New Orleans with estimated sales of $35 million. Starbucks, SBUX, 30 stores in the New Orleans area from Houma to Slidell with estimated annual sales of $34 million. According to the revenue estimates of the latest QSR 50 report, there's a $235 million threat to just four little restaurant chains. Should there be supply chains get disrupted or their locations get damaged by Isaac, other retail chains with significant number of stores in the path of Isaac include 107 CVS's. My chat room will not open for some reason. So those of you that are in the chat room, enjoy chatting with one another. For some reason, it won't open for me. I'll keep working on it, though. There's 107 CVS stores in Louisiana, 8 in New Orleans metropolitan area. There's 74 Walgreens, which is also known as WAG, stores within 50 miles of New Orleans and locations in 62 Louisiana cities. There are 38 supermarket locations for the Thibodeau-based Roosters supermarkets located in Louisiana and Mississippi, 32 Winn-Dixie stores within a 50-mile radius of New Orleans. Oh, I miss Winn-Dixie. We still have Winn-Dixie's here in Jackson, Mississippi area. 22 Home Depot, HD, stores within 100 miles of New Orleans, 20 Walmart, WMT, stores within 50 miles of New Orleans, 18 Lowe's, L-O-W, stores within 100 miles of New Orleans, and a total of 26 stores in Louisiana. And after the gas station and convenience store sector lost more than half of its retail jobs to Katrina, these convenience store chains are feeling the threat of Isaac looming large. And these convenience store chains are 36 Citgo stations within 100 miles of New Orleans, 30 Chevron stations within 25 miles of New Orleans, 28 pantry locations in Louisiana, 26 racetrack stores within 100 miles of New Orleans, 21 Shell stations in the New Orleans metropolitan area. Ooh, that wind is really getting strong out there. Even though Louisiana is not a popular location for retail headquarters, it doesn't mean that retail boardrooms won't be storm tracking while Isaac takes a sweet time deciding where to land. The latest figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics calculate the total annual retail sales in New Orleans to be $10.4 billion. You know, and there's a lot of millions of people live there. But I think right under millions of people live there. But then also you got to think about the tourism, very strong tourism population. And that's an additional $10.4 billion ways that Isaac is threatening New Orleans residents, employees, and business owners. As if anybody in Louisiana needed anything else to worry about. So that is wild. Then there's other articles about retail aftershocks, that you're paying to tsunami, and also regarding super serious snowstorms info, too. So this is a very interesting article, and I do have it on Facebook, and now I am getting ready to tweet it out. Those of you who like to keep up retail news, and you all know this is the day that I like to focus emphasis on beauty and fashion news stories, and that definitely caught my attention, and I thought you all would like for me to share that information with you. But, you know, it takes reading it or listening to that again and listen to how these storms really affect the retail industry. And the retail industry, it is a big, a major important part of America's economy, the world economy. And either stores or and online. So, wow. I know. It's wow. Here's Austin Brown. Thank you all, too, for tuning in this morning.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room
when you fall in a kit. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
And both can be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun. My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love for the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room
when you fall in a kit. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between,
caught in between.
Both can be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
What is for not a
walk? Yeah, 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 yeah.
What is for not a
walk? Yeah, yeah.
What is for not a
walk? Hey, 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 yeah.
What is for not a
walk? Yeah, yeah.
What is for not a
walk? Yeah, 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 yeah.
What is for not a
walk?
Little hint of fall was in the air.
the car while we were playing air guitar. None of us had a plan, but we didn't care, 'cause it's not where you're going, it's how you go. It's living in the moment and taking it slow. It's not where you end up, it's how you roll. It's not where you're going, it's how you go.
Appreciative of, and sometimes the other person that I'm really appreciating, they will be like, what? Because sometimes I literally would go into happy tears because, you know, it is important to, there are small things, simple things, free things that can make us happy, you know. We like things that cost money and a value and big things, but the small things in life, the unnoticed things definitely make me happy and a lot of times satisfy my life also. So that's so true. But continue the article. She states that the only constant you will have in your life is your relationship with yourself. People will come and go. So true. Materialist possessions can be taken away or lost. So true. I know that firsthand. But you will always remain. And how you feel about yourself will make a big difference in how you interpreted your life. Remember, you can't change your weight, finances, or job in a day, but you can always change your thinking. Amen to that. While thinning thighs or a fatter bank account would be nice. She must have been reading my mind. Would be nice. True happiness can also be found by viewing your life and yourself in a positive light. You are more than your body, your house, and car. By appreciating your blessings and focusing on them positive, you can be happy right now, at this moment. So stop waiting for future happiness when it can be yours today. Amen. I love that. That is at smartpeople.com. I have it posted on my Facebook page also. So I like that. That's very amazing. Ironically, my profile picture says, thank God for my blessings. I thank you, God, for my blessings. And I swiped it from my inspiration. oh, my God. I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. I know. From my inspiration, I know my inspiration is. And because it was on his page, and I swiped it from his, and he said that I was stealing, but I know he already had noticed it in the first place also. So I'm just, yeah, I'm talking about Harrison Leasing. But, like, you know, just giddy and happy right now just from reading that article because I guess we all can relate to that. It's common. I guess she feels that way, and so do I, and I guess many of you feel that way also. but I'm looking at, there's some other articles I was checking out regarding happiness. There's one by Laugh Your Way to Health and Happiness. But that is a post from today that I shared, and I was like, well, let me share it with the listening audience also. Let's see. My goodness. Here we go. This the one that I just mentioned about Laugh Your Way to Health and Happiness. And we all love to laugh. It's written by Becky Hand, licensed and registered dietitian. And she writes that a recent study conducted by the University of Maryland School of Medicine reported laughter not only enhances your mood, but it may also protect your heart. Oh, yes. And as my broken heart heals, you know, I like to laugh, and that's good to know that laughing protects your heart, too. During the study, 20 healthy participants were shown two movies, a funny comedy and a war saga. After viewing the war stress-inducing film, participants' blood vessels constricted and blood flow was reduced in 14 of the 20 participants. And viewing the comedy, 19 of the 20 participants experienced improved circulation and blood flow. The researchers explained that the increased blood flow was similar to the benefits experienced with exercise. So I do need to go see the campaign because I hear it is so funny. Action sparks. So what does it for you? I love Lucy reruns. Oh, my God, I love Lucy. Popeye cartoons are your favorite comedy club. Although neither these researchers nor sport people would encourage you to trade your exercise routine for TV, a daily dose of belly-shaking, gut-busting laughter is always permitted and now recommended. You know, and it's good to have a good sense of humor yourself also. And, you know, and have fun with your friends who have a good sense of humor, you know. There are those friends out there that do have a great sense of humor, really. Well, here's high fashion.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag at Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy's full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swagalicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm trill, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun winning, sound off. New whip, black on black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for foul play, photo cow blowing stick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex, money, murder, bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. Is maybe this the birth of the furniture?
Thank you.
still I am simply my friend Jay Williams from Evansville, Indiana. Awesome artist, awesome rapper, writer, producer, also, right? Love him. Can't wait till he returns to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. That's Jay Williams. You can friend him at Jay Williams. And you can check him out also at SoundCloud, Ill I Am, okay, at SoundCloud, Ill-I-I-Am. That's how you can locate him on SoundCloud to hear more of his music and so on. So cool, so awesome. Really dig him. But, yes, my profile on Facebook says, thank you, God, for my blessings. And like I said, I swiped it from David Harrison Levy, which has been a blessing in my life since 07. He really has shared things with me that has allowed me to see what's really, really important and to not to give up, and that it is not really too late to do much that I had planned, and also to listen to God's guidance and to follow his directions and to be obedient, you know, really. So here's the master mix that I love to play.
Sexy mother.
Wow, Moments in Love, Art of Noise, love it. I know you all are probably saying, well, my goodness, I love that song. I had to put that song this morning. And shout out to you all with amazing significant others. I was chewing on something. I had to get it out of my mouth because you all could hear the sound effects probably. And it's not nice to talk with your mouth. It wasn't full, but with something in your mouth, right? But stop being naughty, you guys. But that song, why, if I had a significant other, a special guy in my life, right now, and that song's playing, we would have to cuddle. With this kind of weather, especially, without this kind of weather, with this kind of weather, cuddle time, you know, so if you're not cuddling, that didn't cuddle to that song or during this weather, what's going on with you? You know, exactly. But I mentioned it also because I know some of my Facebook friends are listening that I was chatting with this morning, and they were talking about they loved rainy weather, and one of my on and offline friends that's local, he was like, well, rainy weather makes me horny. And then another friend says that, well, just wind does that to me, a female friend. And then I stated, well, I think it does that to a lot of people. I said, but one thing about it, what I love about rainy weather is it's cuddle time weather. So you all that with amazing mates and husbands and wives or significant others, or if not Mr. or Miss Right, Mr. or Miss Right now, you should be cuddling. You know, but, you know, so I have to cuddle myself right now. Give myself a big hug. But that's an amazing, amazing song, and, you know, just love it. And that live concert version is just amazing. But I want to shout out, and speaking of cuddling stuff, I want to shout out my friend who is an amazing entrepreneur, plus a romance consultant. And she presents bachelorette and bachelorette parties also, couples parties. And it's Nikki Roundtree. She's always been like a sister to me for like 30-plus years. And her business is Just the Cub, located right here in Jackson at 4865 North State Street. So I just want to give her a big shout-out. You all friend her on Facebook, send her a message, check out her albums of her work and her inventory. She has a lot of gift ideas, and she bakes awesome cakes. And I'm talking about from family fun cakes to the naughty cakes. Her naughty cakes are just, just shocked me. And just amazing. So check her out, friend her, give her a call. She's located at 4865 North State Street. Tell her Beth sent you. Be sure to do that. I'm so amazed and proud of her for just being an amazing business person. And I've always admired she and her family and her brother and her dad. Matter of fact, her dad, successful promoter club owner based here in Jackson. And you all know that promoter in me, I always looked up to him, and it's like I'm going to be like a female version of him. And I'm talking about Shelly Roundtree Sr. But yeah, but the just amazing. Nikki is doing her thing with her business Just Because, located right here, like I said, North State Street. And so because we say, well, not in Mississippi, you don't have to be. Give her a call, check out her inventory. You know, she'll deliver gift ideas and things like that to you, send it to you. You know, hey, remember now, we don't have to be in the same city. But again, we're going to talk more about the RNC. There is a media advisory call scheduled for this morning. So for those of you that cover politics, you might want to know the information regarding that if you hadn't checked it out for yourself. So I'll share that information also with you. Here's a PSA.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. And at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. the American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan, an Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease, and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside, are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
And that was a very important public service announcement from the American Lung Association. And remember, send me your quality PSAs to cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. I know it's so long, it even gets to me, at yahoo.com. And, you know, that's my part of doing my part to help support your efforts also in causes that are important to your heart. But I'm going to shout out the local media here in Jackson of Fox 40 News and WLBT and WJTV and especially APT. And not just because Travelle Ealing is on me, if I spend time checking out other channels, because I love all the channels, but Channel 16 WAPT News, our ABC affiliate here in Jackson, they are doing an amazing, super amazing job as in reporting what's going on with Tropical Storm, formerly known as Hurricane Storm Isaac. They are doing amazing work. Those that are, the whole team, the entire news team, and of course the weather team, because they're out there in the middle of this storm, literally reporting in the middle, like Sam Champion with ABC News, Good Morning America, just out there and just in the middle of it. And they've been doing some amazing reporting, so I'm going to commend them on this. Just amazing, amazing job, great work, you know, amazing, amazing, amazing. WDSU also in New Orleans, just amazing work in keeping us safe and keeping us well informed in regards to this horrific, bad weather. Again, thank you again for tuning in to Terrific Thursday Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. But there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Daniel nació 2 meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sano del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500,000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a March of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His parents could only hope that one day he would leave the hospital healthy, and they would all live happily ever after. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. You can help the March of Dimes stop premature birth and bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Wow, this is a very important call. I don't know what's wrong with that PSA. It was kind of choppy. But March of Dimes, that's a very important job that March of Dimes does. So I don't know if many of you know, but in almost 24 years ago, I was pregnant, and my son was my first husband, who was my boyfriend at the time. He was born prematurely when I was 5.5 months pregnant. I almost died also during childbirth. But it's very important for babies when they're still in your bellies, and for you to get the proper nourishment and care and doctor's attention that you need. I did get the proper doctor's care and was at risk and on the bed. Couldn't even march at my graduation, had to stop working, and was on the bed and followed doctor's instructions. Dr. Beverly McMillan and Dr. Rita Bush were my doctors, and they did everything in their power for I to be healthy and for my baby to also be brought home, but that's not what happened. He was born alive, but he passed away soon after birth. So he wasn't a stillborn. He was born alive, but he died soon after birth. And he was a baby. I had pictures of him holding him. This is just a really important what March of Dimes stands for. And I hadn't had any more kids after that. He would be turning 24 in a couple of weeks. He was born in September, September 11th, 1988. So he would be turning 24 years old, and sometimes I cannot help but think about what type of person he would have became or you know, what would he be doing and, you know, on everything. So that's just very important. This is something I need to get more involved in also with the efforts of March of Dimes also, but I'm doing my part with sharing their public service announcements also, because that is a cause that's important to me, along with many others, like breast cancer and cancer period, prostate cancer, homelessness. The list goes on and on, to be honest. But that's real important. You know, you can hear it and you can think, But prenatal care is important. And then it's amazing, too, to me, how times and technology has changed. Because I hear Sherry Shepherd talk about how she was 5.5 months pregnant also when her son was born, you know, and she was able to be have a happy ending story of bringing her son home and healthy. So just like cancer and breast cancer research has come a long way, and other research on taking care of your prenatal care and taking care of babies and slowing down the fatalities of babies dying at an early age is so important. So I just wanted to share a little bit regarding that topic of what March of Dimes work really does stand for. And remember, tomorrow will be Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock and Matan Reports also. Here's the Extreme Woody, Daydreaming.
Celebrate to your hand others cheat.
www.stacycurnow.com/purpose and passion. I'm definitely going to get my free Purpose and Passion Guidebook. Sounds like she's an awesome success coach. Thank you, Stacy, for following me. I hope you are listening to the show. Also, you all follow her too, Stacy Curnow. And thank you to all of my new online friends and connections at LinkedIn and followers on Twitter. I need to find out a way how I can exceed being able to follow more people than I do. Because my limit, if y'all have noticed, is only 2,000 and 2001. And I used to request all the time to ask the support team at Twitter if they would enable it where I can follow more. And I never get a response. And so it's been a while since I requested, but I need to be able to follow more because that would help with my way I manage my tweets and how many followers I get back. But solid quality, I appreciate those that I do follow and those that follow me. But I, you know, would just like to know. And also, I've joined a new website just that I've been turned on to by LB Sure, my friend LB Sure, as we was networking on LinkedIn, and it's feed.com. And you all know how much I love free cats, but in Pinterest. And now this feed.com seems like an awesome social networking site, media site. So check us out. Check me out at feed.com. Beth Williams, because I signed on with my Twitter account, with my Beth Williams account, in parentheses, Be True. And so you can also follow me at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENT, and also my Mark Girl Twitter account is Beth, BethMarkGirl, Beth Mark Girl. And shout out to all the Mark girls and guys out there also, and especially those that we're all pretty much being careful, members of the Mark Bayou crew, because we are all in are in areas that are being affected by the hurricane also. So we've been pretty supportive within that Facebook group also. But shout out to all more girls and guys all across the world, especially those at home office also. So I'm just checking out an article. Okay, I'm trying to check out this article by Dallas. I'm checking out my friend, the paper that my friend Osa King is editor at. The Mississippi Link website. I was checking out the information there because there's a story about my favorite show, a show that I would love to be a part of, and that's Dallas. So they had an article posted about Dallas. So I guess I'll talk about that article on Saturday night during the weekend edition of the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It looked like High Fashion SeaWorld would be gift on September the 8th. And I'm excited about that, and I know many of you are also. But I said I would share with you the information regarding the RNC media briefing that is scheduled for this morning. Now, this morning it's going to be at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Eastern Standard Time, meaning 8:30 Central Standard Time. So I'm just looking at some stories and comments if I need to share anything. I had shared an article on my Facebook page that I ran across in Huffington Post about LAPD had body slammed an unarmed nurse, and it was caught on tape. So getting a lot of feedback from my Facebook friends regarding that article. Check it out at Huffington Post. It's headline, caught on tape, LAPD officers body slam unarmed nurse. And I'm like, no freaking way. And my Facebook friends, they're like checking it out. And I'm like, man, unbelievable. But I'm pulling up, I'm not hesitating or pausing, but I'm pulling up information regarding those of you that would like to, that are working on political stories regarding the last day of the RNC. I am pulling up that info for you. That's what I'm doing. And again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Terrific Thursday Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Here we go. The media conference call to discuss Republican convention programming. The 2012 Republican National Convention will hold a media conference call to discuss the convention programming this morning, August the 30th. The media conference call to discuss convention schedule changes. Who Rush Schriever, Romney for President Strategist, and Cal Downey, Republican National Convention Press Secretary. The dial-in time, the media dial-in time I'll be calling in, it'll be 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the conference will begin at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're in the Deep South on Central Standard Time, then us, and 10 o'clock, the conference will begin. The call-in number is 1-877-941-6029, and the call name is Republican Convention Update. And the note is, due to the number of people who may call in, we recommend dialing in 30 minutes prior to the beginning of the call. That's the reason why we need to call in at 9:30 and 8:30, because so many people will call in. So I just wanted to get that information. The live streaming will discontinue in a few seconds, and we want to thank you all, those of you that have been praying and supporting us down here in the Deep South, especially in the states of Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and Louisiana, for your love and support. Right now, I don't know, some of you might could hear the heavy wind, because right now it's literally raining cats and dogs, and the wind is really hard. So I'm going to check on my pooches as soon as I get off the air. And thank you just for tuning in. I'm feeling like it's something that I meant to talk about that we did not cover, but tomorrow is Sports Friday edition, and we're talking all things sports, and there's a lot to talk about also. And remember, I did tweet and ask T.O. Terrell Owens to call us tomorrow, so I hope he calls. With that said, we're going to profile Terrell Owens tomorrow also. So tomorrow, because I haven't profiled anyone in the past couple of weeks, so tomorrow the profile athlete will be Terrell Owens. So, again, thank you all. And you all feel free to call in. And hopefully my chat room will open up tomorrow also, because it did not open this morning. But you are definitely a blessing. I love your support. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, send your press kits in to me. And if you want to be a guest in the near future, please let me know so I can book you and schedule you for to be a guest, or if you want to be a guest co-host also. And comedians, I definitely, definitely would love to hear from you real, real soon. You know, we were just talking about that earlier, but we'd love to hear from you soon. Again, God bless. You've been listening to a terrific Thursday Cut the Shark Entertainment Report. Not gone yet. We'll play a couple more songs and look forward to networking with you all throughout the day. Thank you, and God bless. It's been a blast. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.
I feel your kitty, girl. Don't make them get it. I feel your kitty, girl. Don't make them miss it. I feel your kitty, girl. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty, girl. Don't make them get it. I feel your kitty, girl. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty, girl. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty, girl. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty, girl. Don't make them get it. Man, them mean the club. Them want robe. Man, them mean the club. Now love, love. Man, them mean the club. Them bend dog. Step in a little time, step in a little grind. Step out with one, how your body got a natural mind. Well, look into your body part, twist and turning. Bend over, start yearning. Me a teacher, step much learning. You and the body got a step much earning. Me say me clean good, you know me do it right. Me and the gal on the rock, step every night. Me and the gal on the track, step to the light. I'm on in, step you on the learning. The gal look like she been to a stomach. Somebody down. Somebody mother, wah, somebody teeth, I can't make you read that. Man, give it a hold up, you put your soul up. Sit in the place where, say there's no love. Give it a hold up, you put your soul up. Say my friend, wah. No love. I feel your kitty kitty girl. Don't let them get it. I feel your kitty kitty girl. Don't let them get it. I feel your kitty kitty girl. They won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty girl. Don't let them get it. I feel your kitty kitty girl. They won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty girl. They won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty girl. They won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty girl. Don't let them get it. Me know a life rough. Me beg you hold on. Me know the rent due and I the next man. Me know the kids need food the next time. That's when you're jumping on the bench when they blow their heart. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in at the nighting. That's why you shake your body, step in the writing. The dollar bill, the gal is a she will follow. The dollar bill, the gal is a she will hollow. But the dollar bill, the gal can buy tomorrow. Me know the road's taking long and well narrow. Me know a life's taking hard and so that arrow. You have to hit the target, say like an arrow. And fly for me data like a sparrow. I feel you. Kitty kitty gal, don't let them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, don't let them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, don't let them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, don't let them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, don't let them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, don't let them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, don't let them get it. We bring the good news, brand new shoes, I tell you, send me a silly boo. That's how we do it in the city, I'm the last one, international. You call me boss one, the only word we ignited, only word that we riding. We hit the mark, we know how we play the part. In the dark, but the light, I play the part. That's how we walk, that's how we fight, man. The inner Babylon, the inner Kingston, the inner LA. Holy, I don't play, you mess around. Me and me peace only, you mess around. You hit the ground, Bombay. I feel your kitty kitty gal, don't make them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, don't make them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, don't let them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal, don't let them get it.
Man, dread days, kitty. Oh man, I love the story that shared with me regarding the writing, the true meaning of kitty. kid is all about. Don't give it up so much. Don't give it up. You know, be respectful of the kitty. I know the dread days. I love you guys. Eerie love, much love, and much love and happiness to you, brothers. Love you all. Based in LA, my favorite reggae band. Exactly. But I just wanted to say again, thank you. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you for viewing the profile and digging the show, not only the live shows, but digging the archive shows, a.k.a. the previously live recorded shows also. Today's your birthday. Happy birthday or anniversary or any other good things. If you're going through something that's not so good, I send you my love and hugs and sympathy and empathy also. Because, you know, we all experience our ups and downs, but it's good to know that there are at least a handful who they do care, you know, exactly, really. Thank you for tuning in. And I want to shout out Z106 and WKXI, and right now I'm tuning to JMI. KXI might have gone off the air earlier. And I do love listening to Z106 also, and I was checking out Z106, and boy, they were rocking right before I came on air. I'm talking about playing a lot of my favorites from songs I didn't hear often and some songs I hadn't heard in ages, like Rock the Cash Bar, Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, oh my God, yes, exactly. But I had a blast listening to Zane talk with Tom Jornal and crew, Jay Anthony and Sybil yesterday morning. But I just wanted to shout those out. And shout out to Power 105 in New York. Thank you so much for your support and for spreading the word, letting people know about this sweet little Deep South-based internet show. Thank you so much for your support. It's just so awesome. And to all others, like Ryan Seacrest and Carson Daly, and, of course, Jay Anthony Brown, and many others who are just inspirations and to me, to my life, and to my aspirations. Thank you so much, David Harrison Levy, my attorney and friend, who he and I, we motivate each other, seems, and bring the best out of one another, Jay Lucas. And I have a lot of Jays in my life. Don't miss Jay, Drive Time with Jay. This is another Jay, a friend of mine based in Europe, who tuned into the show earlier this week and chatted with me. His show airs on Saturdays at 5 Eastern Standard Time, and it's Drive Time with Jay, and he shares a lot of inspiration and motivational tips in classic R&B. So be sure to check out his show, because I'll be tuned in also on Saturday evening, checking out Drive Time with Jay. And today is Ebony Empress Day to air. Yes, and then OTEP that called in last week. I have not talked to him on the phone yet, private yet, but remember, his show airs also on Saturday evenings also. But shout out to some of my favorites, with Brian Cuban and Sexy India and the Judge Neil Show. And, wow, I have a lot of favorite shows myself right here on blogtalkradio.com. And the staffers are just awesome. So thank you again for tuning in. Here is one of my Reverb Nation friends, fans. A song I love, I'll play it pretty often, and it's I Am Me by Draft, who is a New Orleans native, but he's based right now in Marrero. Whatever happened to that old-school rapper back in the 90s named MC Thick? Remember that song? Marrero. Where you from? Marrero. I just love that song. I mean, I'll go way back. Y'all want to talk hip-hop and rap? We can talk some hip-hop and rap for real. Okay, love my rock, love my hip-hop and rap also. Here's I Am Me by Draft, and thank you again. And stay dry and stay safe, and let's keep praying for one another. God bless. You're listening to Terrific Thursday, Cut the Strike Entertainment Report, and I am your girl, your lady, your friend, Beth, a.k.a. Be True. My wants and my needs to separate my
breath, I am legend. I am life, I am deadly. I am sharp, I am weapon. Left or the right direction. I am son, I am husband. I am nephew, I am cousin. But if the rise is the same, I'll always remain nothing. I am on, I am off. On my own as I walk. I am strong, I am tough. I am over the wall. I am above overall. I am love, I am wealth. I am loyalty and a job. I am who I are. I am everything that they aren't. I am everything but a star. I am only original. I am me, I am I am down to earth, I am fly. Am I here for a reason, God? I am here to find out. I am fear, I am doubt. I am rock, I am mountain top. I am in it till I'm no more in the very last round. I am champ, I am crown. I am last, I am now. I am what they can't be missing. I'm just thinking out loud. I am different. I am a tough decision. I am this is where it counts. Yeah, nigga, for the inches. I'm stiff, I am stern. I am that motherfucker that is not willing to learn. I am heart, I am soul. I am weight, where did he go? I am so ram rapping the game. Yeah, nigga, I am Reynolds. I am riddle, I am question. I am answer, I am lesson. Well done. I am good, I am great. I am proud of who I become. I am real, I am one, and I have only just begun. I am grown, I am young. I am hoping they can keep up. I keep deep up in that hope for me to ever give it up. I have won a billion times, but it feels like I'm never up. I am tough, I am built for whatever is soon to come. I am true to my beliefs and know that I am never done. I am holding down my city, wishing everyone could come. I am art, I am righteous, and I shout, I'm something else. Yeah!
Also, you know, we're always at risk of tornadoes, and those of you that know about the weather down south, and also when freak weather happens in other areas outside the south, you all know that we're in danger of tornadoes happening also. And so I looked up at the television because I had the volume turned down, and Good Morning America had a breaking news story that tornadoes are hitting the Mississippi coast and other areas. Ginger Z is reporting from down there of Good Morning America. And you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS also, those of you that have loved ones or are in need for assistance from the Red Cross. So I just wanted to share that with you all before definitely going off the air and concluding the show. But this is the end right now. Is that the end? Are you my friend? Here we are. I know. High fashion.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagger Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. Caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the trick, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they're playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. God damn for clean, perfection in the flesh. Fee world, have fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in Fee world, Fee biscuit and quick draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for foul play, photo count blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm Birdo. Sex, money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on.
Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. This is the birth of the furniture.